Finding a job can be intimidating at the best of times, but for kids finishing school in some parts of Australia, that challenge is getting worse. In a report released this morning, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence has revealed the worst hotspots for youth unemployment in the country. And in some areas, more than two-thirds of young people can't find work. Thomas Aretti reports.
It's been 6 months since Tasha Goldbach has had work.
The jobs weren't interested in me, and, you know, being the kind of person I am, I did kind of take it to heart with some work.
And it's not because she hasn't tried. Since finishing school in 2014, she says most of her job applications have been ignored.
Usually you don't get any response. Like, you apply for a job and then there's nothing. Like, half the time most businesses don't give you anything. Some businesses have an automated response, and if you don't have what they want you to put in your cover letter or resume, they basically don't look at it.
And Tasha Goldbach isn't alone. She's grown up in Skye, a suburb in Melbourne's southeast. It's a region that's been identified as one of Victoria's hotspots for youth unemployment.
A lot of the people I know have been in and out of jobs like me. I even know some people that haven't had work since school, but they apply daily. And I've seen it, like, firsthand. I've seen my friends sit there and apply for lots and lots of jobs, and we don't get anything. It does become disheartening.
That part of Melbourne recorded a 15.1% youth unemployment rate in January, but according to a new report by the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, it can get much worse. The group has analysed data from the Bureau of Statistics to map the 20 worst hotspots for youth unemployment, identifying the Queensland outback region as the worst, at 67.1%. Brian McCormick is the CEO of Workways, an organisation providing employment services in places like Mount Isa.
You've got fly in, fly out workers who, you know, they fly out at the end of each week, and most of the benefits fly out with them. If you're wanting to see a greater uptake from local people, those opportunities in the mines up there, then there's got to be a greater commitment to the training to get them ready to take up those jobs. And in some cases, particularly with youth unemployment, that could be some years before you get a return on investment.
Other hotspots include the Southern Highlands and Shoalhaven in New South Wales at 28.9%, closely followed by the Wide Bay region of Queensland, including Bundaberg and Hervey Bay. And the Brotherhood of St Lawrence says the opportunities young Australians have shouldn't depend on where they live. Executive Director Connie Lenneberg.
It's probably always been location specific, but it's getting worse. If we're looking at youth unemployment before the financial crisis in 2008, it was around 8.8%. Now we're seeing it at 12%, and in some of these areas it's well over 20%. And so that means that young people between 15 and 24 years old are finding it increasingly difficult to overcome the barriers to entering the workforce.
But at least there's some good news ahead for Tasha Goldbach. She's in the final stages of securing a job in administration. Her medical exam is this afternoon.
The business was like, yep, we want her. We'll get her in for an interview, and yeah, so it all looks really positive at the moment.
Tasha Goldbach speaking with our reporter Thomas Aretti.